The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good Thursday afternoon. Bill Bunkley here. We're live on the Bill Bunkley Show. Phone lines are open at 877-943-9673. That's 877-943-9673. Good to see you this afternoon as we have some of the thunder showers going to be popping up all over our listening area this afternoon. So as you run into one of those, make sure that you are driving very carefully and very defensively as the roads are going to have some of that oil slick on them, and we don't want you to get into an accident. Well, I want to thank you so much. What a great kickoff we had the last couple of days for our project that we're doing, and it is the absolutely encouragement to me of so many of you who have partnered with us and have got us on a very, very wonderful two-day start. Of course, I'm talking about our campaign, Preborn, and that is to provide ultrasounds right here in the sound of my voice through the Preborn partnership that we have. And I'm going to be telling you more about that in just a moment as we get a bit further along in the show. But I just want to tell you thank you, thank you, thank you for those of you who responded and are standing with myself, our station, Preborn. It just means so much, especially to me, because all of the work for the unborn I have pledged my life for in Tallahassee the last 20 plus years, and so you've been a real encouragement. And I want to tell you that I'm hoping that you who haven't had a chance to join us will add your name to the list of the folks that have said, you know what, I can sponsor some ultrasounds for some young ladies that are making a life and death decision about their pregnancy. And anyway, very quickly, that number is 833-850-2229. That's 833-850-2229. I would ask you if you would consider joining us. Five ultrasounds give us an opportunity to really save some children. And remember that we heard the latest statistic from Saul Pichon basically was telling us that out of 10 ultrasounds, 9 of the women that are having the ultrasounds will eventually choose life. So maybe you could take 5 of those. I'd like to do 25 this hour and as we're having our regular programming today. But if you would consider taking 5, and I'm asking for 5 people to take 5. That is just a one-time gift of $140. That gift is totally tax-deductible, and that gift is going to go 100% to the ultrasounds. But if you were either away for the last 2 days or you were tuning in, I'd sure take it as a personal, just a gratifying thank you to you before you make that call. But if you could take 5 ultrasounds this afternoon, of course, we want to do as many as we can. That number, again, for you to call is 833-850-2229. Or you can go to our banner at letstalkfaith.com, and just hit the Preborn banner, and you can give online as well. And, again, thank you, thank you, thank you for standing for the unborn. You have no idea of what it means to myself and others. Well, on today's program, President Trump visited Panama City Beach, and he was bearing, well, some gifts last night, not nearly the gifts that need to be coming in, and I don't really mean gifts. I mean disaster relief from Hurricane Michael. That'll be one of our topics today. We'll also talk about contempt of Congress charges that have been filed against Attorney General Bill Barr, absolutely politically motivated. We'll be talking about that. Governor DeSantis signed the bill authorizing armed teachers. That'll be one of our discussions today. We'll also have in the second hour Calvary Church's Dr. Willie Rice to talk about his new radio ministry. And coming up in just a few moments, we're going to have a chance to have a conversation about marriage. And marriage is so very, very important in our culture today. And we're going to have a chance to talk about a brand new book, Christian Marriage, A Comprehensive Introduction, by Dr. David Ayers, and we'll be talking to him just after our break in a moment. Well, President Trump yesterday visited Panama City Beach, and I hope that his visit is going to re-energize, and reintroduce the topic of all of the hurricane relief that's needed for Bay County, particularly, as you know, Mexico Beach was leveled. And Tyndale Air Force Base was almost leveled, but what a horrible game of politics is being played right now. Now, to put it in perspective, I want to remind you that usually when there is a major hurricane, and now that we know that even though the National Weather Service had initially said that hurricane was a category 4 for when in the Bay County. I know that as we were watching the live coverage, I assumed and thought all along it was a category 5. Well, the Weather Service, don't know if you're aware of it, just a week, 10 days ago, looking at all their research, looking at all their data, it was indeed upgraded to a category 5 hurricane. Now, that is a major hurricane, and Mrs. Bunkley, my son Zach, and I, we actually spent some time in Mexico Beach a couple of weeks ago, and the devastation there reminded me so much of what I saw many, many years ago with Hurricane Andrew. And in fact, we only got, it's about a two-hour drive to the south and west of Tallahassee, Florida, so we left the capital. And it only took about 45 minutes of heading down to Mexico Beach that we started to see the signature of very devastating winds, and so much of the pine forest where trees were snapped in half. And it was a very wide radius when it came onshore there in the panhandle. And I tell you what, the place is wiped out. I mean, literally wiped out. Now, here is what has my angst. You know, normally after within about 8 weeks, you have major disaster monies on scene. That happened even though it was tougher to get supplies into Puerto Rico, but Puerto Rico has had billions and billions of dollars since the twin hurricanes hit there. And so they have really had, the federal government has had their back in a big way. And that's why President Trump was talking about curtailing some of the additional funding to go to Puerto Rico because of the massive amounts that have already been invested there. And especially the fact that right now the there's about $17 billion, that's with a B, there's about $17 billion that is earmarked for Hurricane Michael recovery. And it's been bottled up, you know where, in the Congress, politics. And when we have what I call the do-nothing House of Representatives in D.C. and the political infighting between those on the left, those that hate President Trump, and they have literally gotten in the way of governing this country and taking care of the needs. Need I say anything about now we have those on the left coming around indeed saying, oh, well, wow, look at all the people that have gotten through. We can't house it. Well, it looks like we do have an emergency on the southwest border. And so I got to tell you, that area probably has gotten about $1 billion, nowhere near what they need. And President Trump flew in, actually went to Tyndale Air Force Base first. And Tyndall was decided by the Air Force a few weeks ago not to rebuild Tyndall Air Force Base. And after the president got some information about the area, the workforce that's in the area, he called in the head of the Air Force. They had a discussion, and that decision has been reversed. So thanks to President Trump, Tyndall Air Force Base is going to be rebuilt, and not only are they going to be rehosting our F-22 Raptor jets, they are also going to be hosting the new F-35 Lightning II fighter jets. So good news for Tyndall once it gets rebuilt, repaired, and all the families that are up there that were working on the F-22 squadrons, they're going to be having America's number one and number two fighter jets operating out of there. And it makes sense because Tyndall is right there on the Gulf of Mexico. And the reason why the base is so vital, you can do a lot more things over a body of water than you can do over land, especially from here in the east, because those jets are supersonic, and when they are doing their most advanced work, they're breaking the sound barrier. And so those jets merely take off from Tyndall, and they head south way, way down over the Gulf of Mexico. And when we're in the Gulf of Mexico, they have their opportunity to do their maneuvers. And so the president is delivering $448 million from the Department of Housing and Urban Development. Certainly we appreciate the president doing that, but all in all, a seven-month delay, and that's the time it's been from the storm, a seven-month delay is a shameful, shameful tragedy for the Do-Nothing House, and these victims, these Florida victims, deserve the same quick federal assistance as has been provided in prior hurricanes. So, President, by the way, was greeted by a very, very positive standing room only crowd at amphitheater on the Gulf of Mexico there in Panama City, and so we appreciate what he's trying to do, and it's shameful, just absolutely shameful what is happening there. So I hope that if you have an opportunity, not only encourage our two senators, but members of our House, but also maybe some letter writing campaigns to some of the major newspapers, editorials, et cetera, et cetera. But we need to stand. Of course, we in Florida, we're very sensitive to all of what's going on in terms of hurricanes, wherever they hit, and other natural disasters. So, I know that I'd like to think that we would be rooting for people here as well as people in Alabama, Georgia, Mississippi, Texas, all the places where we can have impacts on the Gulf Coast for hurricanes. And, of course, you can just move right on up from Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, all the way into Virginia Beach, and as far as north as, D.C. and New York City. But having seen very little restorative work because the money has not been delivered this out to Bay County, let's just pray and urge our representatives in the Congress, particularly the Democrat-led House, quit playing games. Let's get on with America's business. Well, coming up in a moment, going to have a discussion about Christian marriage. Oh, it's next hour? I'm sorry, I thought it was this hour. Well, let's do this. Sure is. Phone lines are open at 877-943-9673. That's 877-943-9673. More of the Bill Bunkley Show coming up in a moment. What do you think? Is it time to stop playing politics and time to start getting down to business? I'll be right back. Coming in out of the rain to hear the jazz go down.
Competition in other places. Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved.
Walt has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Walt, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wahl has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-776-6094. 800-776-6094. 800-776-6094.
The best Christian music to brighten your day. Messages that inspire hope, life, and spiritual transformation from the nation's leading Christian teachers, and a safe place for you to grow in your faith. Sound like something you could use? Visit ChristianRadio.com. ChristianRadio.com is a place you can find hope when there seems to be none. All your favorite Christian radio stations can go with you wherever you go. Join us now online and on your mobile app at ChristianRadio.com.
Sunday mornings at 9, join Rabbi Stephen Weiler for Heart of Messiah.
God will take the Jewish people from the nations and gather them into their own land, sprinkle clean water on them, give them a new heart, a new spirit, and they will live in the land that God has given to our forefathers.
Heart of Messiah, Sunday mornings at 9 on Faith Talk, AM 570, and online at letstalkfaith.com.
Bill Bunkley here. We're back, 877-943-9673. If you'd like to weigh in on the big delay to help our fellow Floridians in Panama City. And, boy, I tell you what, it just seems like things are racking up in terms of the business of the Congress in this country. Unfortunately, a lot of what has not happened in Panama City, Bay County, Mexico Beach, Tyndall Air Force Base, by so much of the country, that area has been forgotten. I mean, that story is not even on the radar, and it wasn't until I had a chance to tour the area a couple of weeks ago to realize how much has not happened. The debris is still all over the place, even though it has been scraped off the roads and that type of situation. They've just been abandoned. And as I listened and watched the president last night, and I was thinking about the current state of affairs in this country, it's amazing because I keep looking at a Congress, particularly in a House, that I don't think we've ever seen an obsession from one political party, not to another party, but to one person. And the reason for that is, if you just take a moment and go down the list of President Trump's accomplishments from a conservative worldview, from a socially conservative worldview, and a Christian worldview, it is quite an impressive and quite an amazing list of accomplishments. To the left, Donald Trump is a very, very dangerous man. And he's dangerous because he's sort of a street fighter, tough as nails, certainly uses some verbal tactics that I personally don't approve of, don't approve of intimidation and name-calling. But nonetheless, when you look at how close the demographics the past election were to support President Trump's opponent, Hillary Clinton, and the fact that this one individual, this one man, has been very, very, very influential in not only thwarting the Democratic plans to take over the demographics of this country, because understand that that is what the whole Southwest border crisis is all about. Those on the left know that as many people, as many physical bodies that they can get in this country before something is finally done. And depending on how organized the Democrats are to be getting those individuals free social services, they also plan that in exchange for those social services, they're going to be having brand new supporters for the Democratic Party. For the Democrat Party, I should say. And look what we have going on now on the southern border. Look what we have going in terms of what's happening with Hurricane Reef. I mean, we're going to have another hurricane here before Bay County is going to begin to be taken care of, just like any other major community that got federal disaster aid and relief. I just think that is so wrong. But I think, and you may disagree, you can call me and disagree at 877-943-9673. There's a few Democrats that are being honest out there. And they are trying to tell their party that, you know what, you're overplaying this Trump card, pardon the pun, this Trump card, very, very, very extremely overdone. Because the question is, when they go to run, you and I are going to hear all the rhetoric against President Trump. You're going to hear about his tax returns. You're going to hear about his attorney general is in contempt of Congress, et cetera, et cetera. And by the way, could I educate you something on the contempt of Congress? Do you remember about 7 years ago, President Barack Obama was the President of the United States, and that they did this gun deal, this massive gun deal called Fast and Furious? It was supposed to be getting and tracking guns in the hands of the bad guys in the southern border, to track guns, and then to arrest people. If you remember, it went horribly, horribly wrong. Guns weren't tracked. They basically distributed a ton of guns, northern Mexico, along the southern border, and even Officer Terry, you might remember, lost his life because of one of these illegal guns. Now, I want to remind you that the Attorney General was Mr. Holder during that time. And you might not remember that Mr. Holder was also held in contempt of Congress over the Fast and Furious affair. That was 7 years ago. Now, you know what's ironic? That case was just dismissed yesterday. Yesterday. So what I want to warn you is that the tactics that are going on in the House, this is all designed, because it's not going to play out before the 2020 election. This is all designed for an absolute huge amount of negative, even fake news, if you will, about the overhanging indictment of the Attorney General. And you know why? Not only to put a cloud over President Trump, but I'm going to tell you what. Attorney General Barr, he's doing some real investigation as to where the fake dossier came from. Was there a conspiracy to go after the president to make sure he wasn't electing the FBI? There's a whole lot more to uncover, and especially with the Hillary Clinton campaign and the Russians and the hacking and using bleach bit and obstruction of justice there. There is an awful, awful lot that this is war. But I hope that you will stay educated keep your eyes open, and realize that there are some dangerous games being played right now. All the while, the work that's needed to get done for the American public is not getting done. And I'm outraged, and I think you should be outraged as well. Phone lines are open at 877-943-9673. Join the conversation. I'll be right back.
For my mind won't hold it no peace.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump, who has met with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un twice now, says he doesn't think they're ready to negotiate on nuclear disarmament. Twice in the past week, the North has test-fired missiles. The president says the U.S. sent an aircraft carrier group to the Persian Gulf because the Iranians were threatening. He also accuses former Secretary of State John Kerry of advising the Iranians not to talk with the Trump administration. Stocks finishing lower on Wall Street as a midnight deadline looms in the next front of the U.S.-China trade war. Top trade officials from both countries are meeting in Washington today. If they don't reach a deal by midnight, the U.S. says it will raise tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods. The Dow was down 139 points today. The Nasdaq fell 33. The S&P 500 was off 9. This is SRN News.
We're here at CreditRepair.com, the most recognized name in the industry when it comes to resolving credit report issues and getting that credit score up. With me, I got Aaron. Aaron, what happens when people call CreditRepair.com?
A lot. Just one call gets any listener a free credit score, free credit report, and a free personalized credit evaluation right over the phone. In just a few minutes, you'll know exactly what's hurting your credit and get a personalized game plan to help restore it.
And that can make a huge difference when it comes to getting those things that we want, like a new car, a new house, or even a brand new job.
Absolutely. Your credit score is one of the first things lenders look at, and our proven process can help remove those unfair or inaccurate items like late payments and collections from your credit report. In fact, on average, people who have used our service have seen significant improvement in their credit scores month after month.
What are you waiting for? Call CreditRepair.com today. Call 800-851-5318. That's 800-851-5318. 800-851-5318.
Hey, Florida, have you recently heard this or this? Then you need to hear this.
Auto Glass America.
They're the best in the biz. Just one call, and they'll come and quickly fix your windshield for free. And guess what? They'll buy back your old windshield for cash on the spot. They offer a lifetime warranty. So when you hear this, call Auto Glass America at 813-96-GLASS. Full coverage insurance required.
Auto Glass America.
How can you draw closer to God and increase your knowledge of His Word? Start today at BibleStudyTools.com. By reading four chapters a day, you'll read the entire Bible in less than a year. Or pick a specific topic, such as the life of Christ or the New Testament. Choose among more than 20 free Bible reading plans from 45 to 100 days. BibleStudyTools.com lets you choose your favorite translation. Track your progress and grow your faith online at BibleStudyTools.com.
By following Jesus, you can discover who God's created you to be and what He's created you to do. Discover more Saturday mornings at 10:30 during Following Jesus with Pastor Joe Harris, pastor of Calvary 813. God's created you to live a passionate life that's fulfilling and fruitful. Learn more at followingjesusradio.com. And don't miss Following Jesus with Pastor Joe Harris, Saturday mornings at 10:30 on Faith Talk, AM 570, 910, and online at letstalkfaith.com.
What if I could tell you that a full-blown wildfire was going to occur tomorrow right where you live? Tell you exactly which neighborhoods it would engulf and how fast it would do it. The first thing you would do is talk with your loved ones and make a plan today. It's true, I can't tell you a wildfire will strike tomorrow, but shouldn't you make a plan anyway? Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I'm the one who held the nail.
Hey, we're back. Bill Bunkley. Phone lines are open at 877-943-9673. Hey, I want to remind you that I would take it as just a personal favor to me if you would consider making a contribution this hour to our preborn campaign. We had a major emphasis the last couple of days, and boy, we've gotten a great start, but we have had so many of our listeners during the two-hour Bill Bunkley show come on board to support this campaign, and I want to ask you if you want to join your fellow listeners. You could make a one-time contribution of $140 that would cover five ultrasounds from the Crisis Pregnancy Centers right here in our listening area. The money that you give is going to stay right here, 100% deductible, as well as 100% going to the ultrasounds. Now, if you could make that one-time $140 contribution for five ultrasounds, could you just take a minute and call right now at 833-850-2229? That's 813-850-2229, or go to letstalkfaith.com and click on the preborn banner. And I want to have as many ultrasounds available and ready to go and to support our local ministries doing a great job in that area. Well, May the 9th was a very dark day in Tampa 39 years ago. It was a day where those of us who are living here, and of course I was born and raised right here in Tampa, have not ever moved anywhere else, so got pretty good bird's eye view of our area history here. But I remember the morning that we woke up 39 years ago. Horrendous storms, thunderstorms were in our area. And we began to get the news that morning there was a horrible, horrible accident out concerning the old Sunshine Skyway Bridge. And what had happened was there was a freighter. You might recall the name is Summit Venture. Summit Venture had made its way beginning down the channel just south of Fort DeSoto Park, was heading to go under the old Sunshine Skyway, and just as it was to enter into the area where there was no way it could stop or turn in time, a huge downburst occurred, and the old Sunshine Skyway Bridge collapsed into the bay. It hit the span. It tore a large part of the span away. And before it was all over, 35 people had lost their lives. Because the span in the middle fell down, and in fact, today you might even be heading north or south right this very moment on the Sunshine Skyway Bridge. And especially if you are a daily commuter, you know, as you look off to the west, you see the two, today they're used for fishing piers. And of course, the whole center span has been removed since then. But that was the old Sunshine Skyway Bridge. And as we began to get the helicopters and the news planes up in the air, and we began to see the horrible situation that occurred, 35 people lost their lives. Most of those were aboard a Greyhound bus, that ended up going off the bridge, and part of the roof was torn away. And most of the fatalities were passengers on the Greyhound bus. Before it was all over, there was a pickup truck that plunged into the bay, as well as six different cars. There was only one survivor of those that plunged in the bay that day, and that was Wesley McIntyre. He was driving his truck, and he actually fell on the freighter's deck, the deck of the freighter, some adventure before bouncing off that and hitting the water. And, of course, the bridge span in the middle was demolished, and the new Sunshine Skyway Bridge that you might be on this very moment was actually finished in 1987. But that was such a sad, sad day, and to this day, I think it was a Buick. I'm not sure, but I still to this day remember a yellow Buick that was just able to stop with its kind of at an angle, but with its tire almost set to go over the bridge, and it didn't. And then the early photographs where you can see the span that came down, as well as the summit venture that is just had pulled back a little bit, staying next to that dock. But next year will be the 40th anniversary, but there again, it is a very, very dark day here that we remember. And so, but we praise bridges, and for those of you who use the Sunshine Skyway Bridge daily, and you know how much of an inconvenience it is when there are either high winds or we have to shut the bridge down for a suicide attempt or for a major accident, you know, especially today with the traffic that we have around our area, it's not quite as pleasant a drive to stick on I-75 and go all the way down to virtually the crosstown in Brandon, making that loop all around the bay to commute from either the north side or the south side of the Skyway Bridge. But if you live here, you remember that because it was one of those things that I don't think you can ever etch from your mind. Our phone lines are open at 877-943-9673, 877-943-9673. It's been a busy day for our governor. We'll probably talk more about the bills that he's signing today, but he is traveling around the state signing bills. I think he was in Jacksonville. I know he's in Miami later on tonight, and he has going around. This is the time where he'll be signing bills. Sometimes he'll sign them in Tallahassee and do a ceremonial signing somewhere else. Sometimes the actual signing somewhere else will make the difference, and these bills are going to be taking their place in our Florida statutes, either with an effective date of July the 1st of this year, or they're going to be having an effective date a little bit later on, and that would be January of 2020. And, you know, the way time is flying, it's almost as if that is just around the corner. So those are a lot of things that we're going to be keeping an eye on in terms of which bills he signs, which bills that he vetoes. And he has been hinting again today that some of those bills might, in fact, be not signed. And so we're all waiting for that to happen. The budget's going to go to him any day now, and when the budget goes to him, he'll have 15 days to decide what part of the bill he's going to accept and what parts of the bill that he is not going to accept, and then that will be some of the things that we'll be talking about here. So the other one is a bill that I wanted to share with you. And probably the big news is, you know, the controversy over arming certain teachers in our public schools. Well, the governor has signed the bill, and teachers, qualified teachers, I should say, are going to be in a position to carry concealed weapons in the classroom that the president actually signed yesterday. And part of this comes from official recommendations from that commission that was formed after the horrible massacre at Parkland High School down in Broward County. And this bill was one that was actually signed in private. And the governor also chose not to issue any statement to the bill afterwards. But he had supported that. He had supported what had come out from the commission. He made those comments previously. That plus the restoring voting rights for felons were probably two of the hotly debated bills during this past session of all the 1,800 or so bills that were filed. It actually expands what's already in place called the Guardian Program, and that allows the 67 different school districts to approve either an employee or a teacher. At this point, it was a coach, someone outside of a classroom, to get the proper training. And the training is very similar to police training. It's not just a concealed weapons trained person, though that is part of it. But a part of the whole training comes down to that exercise, shoot, don't shoot. And so with that, this is going to be expanding that to people who are now in the classroom. So first of all, no teacher is required to carry a weapon. And in fact, those teachers who volunteer to carry a weapon, there's going to be an extensive background search, similar to what happens to law enforcement, as well as being able to pass the course to be able to be uniquely trained when a gun battle encounters there at the school. Still kind of wondering what the future holds. The shooting that we just had in California by the two individuals who at least preliminarily were targeting Christians. It's amazing as I looked at the layout how deep inside those two kids got inside the school when they were starting to fire their weapons. And what was 7 or 9 miles from Columbine. So, boy, that's rocking that community. But at the same time, I think there's still lingering questions about how they got so far inside the school. Unfortunately, I think we're going to come down to we're going to have secure entrances to schools. Probably going to have those mag machines like you go through going to a Bucks game or a hockey game or an event at either of those venues. And plus searching of backpacks. But it's just a shameful commentary on how deep we have gotten into the issues of hate towards one another and kids who have now seen far too much, been exposed far too much of hatred and envy by the time they get to high school. Phone lines are open, 877-943-9673. I'm Bill Bunkley. More of the Bill Bunkley Show. I'll be right back.
Mike Gallagher, I'm thrilled to be co-hosting the Stand With Israel tour with my friend Dennis Prager. This tour of the Holy Land will bring us face-to-face with one of our country's most important allies and one of the most fascinating spiritual regions on earth. This bucket list trip will deepen your faith and expand your mind. I personally want to invite you to join me on this journey. Register today, and I'll see you in Israel.
Call to book today, 800-247-1899, or click Stand With Israel at letstalkfaith.com.
What if I told you you could save a baby's life for just $28? What's true? Preborn is a ministry doing just that with the help of people just like you by offering free ultrasound sessions to pregnant women and girls who might otherwise choose to end their pregnancy. We know that pregnant girls and women who can see their babies on ultrasound are far more likely to choose life. Your gift today can save babies' lives. Just $28 can give a mother who is abortion-minded the chance to see the truth of the baby that is growing inside her. $140 can do this for 5 girls and women. And a $15,000 gift will provide an ultrasound machine that will save lives for years to come. Whether you want to save one baby or five or hundreds, that opportunity is just a phone call or click away. Call 833-850-BABY. That's 833-850-2229. Or give online, preborn.org/radio.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-500-5588. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-500-5588 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-500-5588 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-500-5588.
Sacrifice. When you have children, sacrifice just comes with the territory. You sacrifice a new club for a new baseball glove. You sacrifice a weekend getaway for a church missions trip. You sacrifice because you love your child and you want them to have every advantage. Let us help you lessen the sacrifice it takes to send your son or daughter to the finest Christian schools in Tampa Bay by half. That's right. When you go to ChristianTuitions.com, you'll find half-off tuition for some of our community's most reputable faith-based schools, ranging from preschool all the way to Bible college. And you won't have to sacrifice hours in the car either. Our partner schools are located throughout the Bay Area. Chances are, there's one near you. You want the best for your child. You're willing to sacrifice. And here at Faith Talk, AM 570 and 910, we're ready to help with half-price tuition to faith-based schools. Explore your options today at ChristianTuitions.com. That's ChristianTuitions.com.
When you call Cornerstone Pros to service your AC, plumbing, electrical, or generator, rest assured that with Cornerstone, trust is a must. You wouldn't allow just anyone in your home, and Cornerstone Pros doesn't let just anyone join their team. Cornerstone Pros employs only the best technicians. Each one has been background checked, drug tested, and professionally trained to certify their skills before they ever step foot in your home. Learn more at cornerstonepros.com. That's cornerstonepros.com.
Bill Bunkley, we're back, 877-943-9673. And if we can get to it today, I want to talk about a decision, a great decision that came out of the very radical left-wing 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. But let's go to the phones right now, 877-943-9673. Jim from Odessa is standing by. Jim, good to have you with the Bill Bunkley Show.
Hey, Bill. I want to talk a little bit about the bill the governor just signed that would allow teachers to carry weapons.
Yes, sir.
I know there are good-meaning people in your audience who are totally against it, and I want to kind of put forward a scenario. And I preface that by saying it's not like these teachers are going to be wearing a Western-style holster with a six-shooter strapped on their hip, slung low, and then tied off at the knee just waiting for the bad guy. No, this thing's going to be locked up in a special place. Only the teacher will have the key to get to it, because they're the ones who are authorized to use it. These people will be trained, and it's only to be used in an emergency, not something that comes out for show and tell. So a locked-up gun creates a hazard to no one. Well, here's a scenario. Worst case, teacher's teaching little Sally and her classmates, and over the intercom comes the announcement that there's an active shooter, whatever the code word is for that. And so immediately the teacher puts that class into their defensive posture. They hide behind their little desks up in the corner. Now, if that bad guy targets that room, would you rather have the teacher hiding behind his or her desk, or would you rather have that teacher between your kid and that bad guy standing there, weapon drawn, ready to defend whoever might come through that door? That's my question.
Well, I'm reminded of the young lad, the hero, in this latest horrible incident in Colorado, who lost his life as he went toward the shooter and tried to disarm the shooter, and he lost his life. And that's the type of bravery that we're talking about. I think the other thing, Jim, is a couple of things to point out. Unfortunately, because of what's happening, first of all, I think that if a school can make it known that there are not only these teachers distributed throughout the school with appropriate weapons secured, and my understanding is it isn't like all the weapons are going to be kept in a box in the office. They'll be kept securely within where these teachers are around the school. Having said that, I think that will be a disincentive to a student that's trying to plot where and when and how. But I think inevitably, Jim, we're going to have dual incidents. We're going to have an incident where a teacher stopped what could be far more harm. And we're going to have another incident where a school district or school decided not to go that route. And then we're going to have someone who did some deep penetration, and the only ones to stop them was when the school resource officer or the police got there. So I think that the idea that we are in a society where people have really gone off the deep end very earlier in age, I will tell you, I would rather have trained people to give an opportunity to stand in the gap for my son. And by the way, I call these people heroes. They've really been kind of trashed by the general public, of those that don't want to see these people in school. But I got to tell you what, I'm really proud of some teachers who say, you know what, I'll be the one to stand in the gap with these kids. And so I support it, but only with highly trained individuals.
Of course. And you know, you talked about the three boys went after the bad guy. I have sat my wife down, and we've talked about this, as what if it happens at church? You know, it's be proactive. Every pew has got a hardcover pew Bible in it, or other churches have hymnals. If 50 of those go flying toward a bad guy, that creates the opportunity for some men with guts to jump out and do something. You know, be proactive. Don't just be a sheep going to the slaughter. That won't solve a thing until the guy runs out of ammunition.
Yeah, unfortunately, we have had our young people exposed to so much stuff too young on the internet and other places, and then we see the radicalism that's out there that doesn't necessarily mean gun violence, but certainly is the road rage and everything else, and so we just have to mature enough to the point in this society that from the time that a bad guy, bad girl wants to begin their destruction, we are on our own until law enforcement arrives, whether it's in our home, whether it's in our mall, or at a school. And so to understand that we are on our own until police can respond, that's why these measures are so very important. And, Jim, we got to go. We got a hard break coming up. But I'm with you, my friend. And we just have to take a sobering step forward and begin to defend ourselves better.
See you soon.
Take care, Jim. All right, then I wrap up the first hour of the Bill Bunkley Show. I've got to say goodbye to those of you on the biz, those of you on our answer stations, reminding you that as I leave, could you please consider taking five of these ultrasounds this afternoon. You can do that right now by calling 833-850-2229. That's 833-850-2229. Love to do about 25 of those during this first hour. Well, coming up next, I'll be over on the Let's Talk Faith stations, AM 570, 910, and 102.1. Come join me. We'll have some special guests.
This is Carrie. I'm so excited for May 5th. Why? Because it's Compassion Sunday. My family sponsored a child a couple of years ago on Compassion Sunday at our church, and it's been the best thing we have ever experienced. And I'm excited because I want you to have that same experience. Would you join us? Just go to compassion.com/Sunday to find a church near you that's hosting Compassion Sunday. That's compassion.com/Sunday.
Saturday afternoons at 4:30. Join Pastor John Couch for This Day in the Word.
He blesses those who diligently, they are focused. They got missile lock. They're dialed in. They're going after God, who seek Him, who run hard after Him, who love Him, who live for Him.
This Day in the Word with Pastor John Couch. Saturday afternoons at 4:30 on Faith Talk 570 WTBN. Online at letstalkfaith.com. Faith Talk 570 WTBN, Pinellas Park. Online at letstalkfaith.com, a service of the Salem Media Group.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. A day after Judiciary Committee Democrats voted to hold the Attorney General in contempt of Congress, Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is going after the Democratic chairman.
In an unusually personal attack, McCarthy lashing out at Jerry Nadler's leadership.
Question continues to be raised. That Nadler can't even handle the gavel.
McCarthy even questioning Nadler's knowledge of committee rules.
If I was in a position that I was in charge of their conference, I would make sure to bring Chairman Nadler in and meet with a parliamentarian. You do not treat and you do not have that lack of knowledge to have the hold the gavel.
Meanwhile, the speaker denying the nation is facing a constitutional crisis, adding that the only crisis facing the country is the House Democratic majority.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines reporting. The Trump administration wants to challenge the right of federal district courts to issue nationwide injunctions.
In remarks to the Federalist Society Wednesday, Vice President Mike Pence complained about nationwide injunctions issued by federal district courts.
The truth is, our administration has been unfairly hit with more nationwide injunctions than the first 40 American presidents combined.
Pence said the administration wants to see the question put before the Supreme Court. Ironically, Pence's announcement came less than 24 hours after the administration won a favorable ruling in the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, allowing the administration to make asylum seekers wait in Mexico for immigration court hearings while a court challenge continues. Mike Gracia, Washington.
President Trump on Thursday said he will nominate Patrick Shanahan to be his second Secretary of Defense. Shanahan, a former Boeing executive, has been leading the Pentagon as acting secretary since January 1st. Shanahan says he is honored by the announcement. Another down day on Wall Street as the Dow dropped 139 points, the Nasdaq lower by 32, the S&P declined 9, oil down to $61.70 a barrel. More at townhall.com.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The three-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When picking a phone number for business, what sounds more professional? Your personal number?
Hold on, let me give you my cell. And actually, let me get yours too, just so I don't ignore your call, you know?
Or a dedicated business number, courtesy of Grasshopper.
It was a pleasure meeting you. Our number is 1-833-IT-TROOP. Give us a call anytime.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
An analysis finds 13,000 asylum seekers are on border wait lists in Mexico, hoping to get to the U.S.
Juan Derco is on the wait list. He says people were being allowed to cross slowly, but all of a sudden it stopped and no one else would go. Obed Cuellar is trying his best to help people at Casa del Migrante.
We offer food, shelter, room, medicines.
Each day at each crossing, Customs and Border Protection officials alert Mexican counterparts how many people they will take.
They station officials right at the international dividing line between Mexico and the U.S. to physically prevent the entry of asylum seekers to U.S. soil.
It's part of the Trump administration crackdown. Political science professor Savitri Arvey at the University of California, San Diego, says once they're on U.S. soil, they have the right to seek asylum. I'm Ed Donahue.
News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The United Nations has called for an urgent de-escalation in northwestern Syria after fighting between government and opposition forces reportedly left dozens of civilians dead or injured.
The government offensive in northwestern Syria has been undertaken with a ferocity that has not been seen in the conflict for some time. Supported by Russian airstrikes, the government's so-called Tiger Forces have moved with local militias into towns and villages after they've been devastated by heavy firepower. The offensive has made rapid progress this week. Jihadist groups have been fighting back, but have abandoned their positions in the face of overwhelming force. Turkish-backed rebels appear to have held back from the fighting. This has given rise to suggestions, but Ankara may have given its tacit support to the offensive, which is now threatening the buffer zone around Idlib that Turkey and Russia set up to forestall an all-out government attack last year.
That's BBC correspondent Sebastian Usher reporting. 43 combatants and 5 civilians were killed on Monday alone. More on townhall.com.
Christ demands first place. There's no room on the throne of your heart for two gods.
This is the Bill Bunkley Show on Faith Talk 570 and 910 WTBN.
Our rights come from nature and God and not from government.
History will record with the greatest astonishment that those who had the most to lose did the least to prevent its happening.
Phone lines are open in Hillsboro, 813-287-5700 or toll free 1-877-943-9673.
As for me and my house, we've already made a decision. We are going to serve the Lord. And that's a decision that every single person here tonight has to make. You either have to decide that you're going to serve the gods of materialism all around you, or the true and the living God.
And now, the president of the Florida Ethics and Religious Liberties Commission. Here's Bill Bunkley.
Good afternoon, Bill Bunkley here, and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hope that you are walking with him this afternoon and letting the Holy Spirit just fill you, to lead you and to guide you, and to really take away so much of the stress of the day by just trusting in him. And if you're listening and don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, I want to tell you that the most important research you could do right now is to consider the claims of Jesus Christ. And boy, we just hope that as some of the leading pastors across America today are right here on Faith Talk 579, 10, and 102.1, we just hope that the answers you're looking for, the so very important answers of life that you'll be finding, that you can find them right here. And we'll also help get you plugged into just an awesome, awesome church. Well, first, I want to tell you thank you for those of you who are listeners in the second hour who have stood with myself and with our station and with the organization Preborn. And we've had a fantastic first 2 days of a kickoff for our campaign. And want to tell you that if you would like the opportunity to also stand with so many of your fellow listeners, we still have an opportunity for you to do that. That's right. You probably heard, if you tuned in yesterday, that for a one-time gift of just $140, you're going to provide 5 ultrasounds free of charge for women and young girls right here in our WTBN listening area. And that's because we're partnering with Preborn, but they have those that they affiliate with right here. And so our campaign has been to bring this opportunity for you to join the front lines in the pro-life movement by a one-time contribution. And that phone number to call, by the way, is 833-850-2229. That's 833-850-2229. Also remind you, either by convenience or if you happen to not remember the phone number during our show, you can go to our website, letstalkfaith.com, letstalkfaith.com, click on the banner for Preborn, and you can give there as well. But we've been recommending 5 ultrasounds. 5 ultrasounds, again, that one-time gift of $140, not only is it 100% tax deductible, or also 100% of your gift. There are no administrative charges that are taken out of your gift. Those are taken care of by others who support the Preborn ministry. And I can't think of a more easy, economical way for you to be able to do this. Also remind you that statistically, Saul Pichon with New Life Solutions has told us that of the women and the young girls who actually come in and view an ultrasound of their baby and listen to the heartbeat and then have a chance to talk to counselors, 9 out of 10 will choose life. So I know that some of you have chosen to say, you know what, I'd like to do 10. If I do 10, then I know that at least statistically, I've been instrumental in helping nine women or children, young girls. I've helped 9 of those to be exposed to the truth, the science, and I'd like to do that. So for those of you who'd like to do that, that's a one-time gift of $280. But anything that you can do, I would like to try to do, I'd like to try to save 25 babies during this hour. And so I hope that you'll ask of the Lord if he would want you to do that, to stand with us. And again, if you would do that, call us right now. That phone number is 833-850-2229. Well, on today's program, we're going to have a chance to talk a bit about marriage. And joining me just a little bit later during this hour, we're going to have David J. Ayers. He's written a book, Christian Marriage, A Comprehensive Introduction, and we're going to give you a chance to hear about that great book. And then coming up bottom of the hour, one of my good friends, and that is someone that many of you are familiar with, especially in Calvary and you members at Calvary Church. Dr. Willie Rice is going to be joining my morning colleague, Bill Carl, and they had a chance to sit down a couple of days ago and talk about his new radio ministry, right here on Faith Talk 57910 and 102.1 in Lakeland. So you don't want to miss that coming up today during today's program as well. You know, we've talked about the scripture that talks about how important it is when Jesus laid down his life for all of us. And the discussions that have been going on for hundreds of years, you know, you might lay down your life for your good friends, but would you really lay your life down for strangers? Now, I don't know which one applies to just someone I want to remember this afternoon, but there was a student, I referred to him during the last hour, there is a student who tried to stop the awful, awful shooting at the Colorado STEM school Highlands Ranch a few days ago. He tried to tackle the gunman, and in doing so, he lost his life. The young man is named Kendrick Castillo. And he died standing in the gap for his fellow students. He actually jumped from his desk and charged both of the school shooters to give his fellow students a chance to get out of the classroom. His father, John Castillo, said he did what he had to do, and I knew that was my son's nature. Benjamin Gill is reporting, by the way, from CBN News. When I see the people that he saved, it makes me happy, said his dad. I know my son wouldn't have it any other way, but as a parent would tell you, it's a heck of a trade. Kendrick had a very friendly, a very infectious smile and a gentle sense of humor. Cecilia Bedard, 19, she said he was amazing, and she had known Castillo since elementary school. He was honestly the sweetest kid I ever met, never said a mean joke. Evangelist Franklin Graham honored Castillo and called for prayer, saying, "We hurt for Kendrick's family. Rather than celebrate his graduation this week, his loved one and friends are mourning the loss of his life." So I would ask you to pray for all of them as well, as many of you may not realize he was going to be graduating in just a few days. So I don't think anybody has 100% of the solution, but we have to do everything possible. Everything possible to try to protect our kids in school. Hey, ladies, I want to ask you a question. Have you had a chance to tune in to Better Together on the TBN network? Tell you what, they've had some great episodes so far. The show airs Monday through Friday, weekdays, 1:30 Eastern here on TBN. You can also download the TBN app, and you can go to the website bettertogether.tv, and there you can register to watch anytime. It is a show by women for women, and I want to tell you, it is nowhere like having to endure the weekday show, The View. No, we're going to be having conservative women, Christian women, talking about the issues of the day, and it's an opportunity for you to plug in. And by the way, coming up on tomorrow's edition, the Friday edition, they're going to be talking about how to hear God's voice. And the topic, once they drill down, is going to be how to become more sensitive to God's voice. Now, you can watch that in many ways. Set your DVR for 1:30 tomorrow afternoon or tune in live. Plus, I want to tell you that we have a Better Together girlfriend getaway. Now, I want to tell you that to celebrate the brand new original television show Better Together, you have an opportunity for you and three of your girlfriends, round trip airfare to one of the live shows. You're going to be having accommodations, $500 Visa card for each of you, and they'll throw in a spa treatment, and tickets to see Lauren Daigle, and a Better Together gift bag. So if you want to enter in, you can do so each day between now and June the 20th. You can register every day. Go to letstalkfaith.com, click on our contest tab, and ladies, you need to go for this one. This would be a great, great getaway. Well, I'm Bill Bunkley, and coming up next, going to talk about a complete marriage, a Christian marriage, how to prepare, how to face it, all that and more with David J. Ayers. I'll be back with David. Don't go away.
No fear in death. This is the power of Christ in me. From life's first cry.
Imagine doing one thing that gives you an entirely different perspective about your place in the world. Think it would be worth it? Dennis Prager here inviting you to join me for a 10-day Stand with Israel tour, a tour through the land of Israel in December 2019. Come with me to get firsthand insight into Israel's fascinating past and promising future. Walk the ancient temple steps, sail on the Sea of Galilee, and so many more unforgettable moments. Return home inspired, renewed, and empowered. If you've ever dreamed of seeing Israel, this is your opportunity. With expert guides and important lectures at key sites, we'll be together in the comfort and safety of luxurious accommodations the whole time. Join me for a life-changing adventure to give you a renewed sense of purpose.
Join Dennis Prager on the Stand with Israel tour. Book today at 800-247-1899, 800-247-1899. Or click on the Stand with Israel banner at letstalkfaith.com.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE. 844-41-BIBLE.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take?
fish oil, or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-340-5765. 1-800-340-5765. That's 1-800-340-5765.
Weekday mornings at 6, join Pastor Steve Kreloff for Verse by Verse.
You have to keep in mind how utterly repulsive and evil your fleshly desires really are. You have to hate those ungodly desires and see them for the wicked nature that's theirs.
Listen to Verse by Verse with Pastor Steve Kreloff, weekday mornings at 6 on Faith Talk 570 WTBN, online at letstalkfaith.com.
To me, the only one whose favor I seek, the only name that matters to me.
Hey, we're back. Bill Bunkley here, and delighted that you're with us this afternoon. Standing by for Dr. David Ayers, who's going to be joining us, author of a new book, Christian Marriage, A Comprehensive Introduction. Also, coming up just after the bottom of the hour, our morning host, Bill Carl. Had a chance to catch up with the Calvary Church senior pastor, Dr. Willie Rice, and had a chance to talk with him about his brand new radio ministry debuting right here on Faith Talk 570, 910, and 102.1 FM in Lakeland. And so we look forward to having that conversation as well. And in a moment, we're going to be talking about Christian marriage. And, boy, I can tell you, just in my lifetime, from the 50s, 60s era all the way up to today, not only has the institution of marriage transformed, not necessarily for the better, but has transformed both inside and outside the church. And as we look at the relevance of marriage moving forward in the society that's now developing around us, some interesting things for us to consider. And so we're standing by, and Mike Miracle is making that call to try and get him hooked up for our interview that is scheduled at this time. Also, just remind you again, I got a little chance to just give another little plug. I'm just praying to the Lord that some of you will elect to join so many of your fellow listeners here on the Bill Bunkley Show who have stepped up to provide some ultrasounds free of charge to some women and young ladies right here within our listing area. Pretty amazing when you think about what price do you put on a life. For a one-time gift of $28, you can provide an ultrasound to a woman or a young lady who's contemplating getting a abortion. More interesting is a testimony from our own Saul Pitchon, who shared with us that their statistics show that for every woman or young girl that comes in, for every 10 sonograms that they will administer, as well as the heartbeat of that woman's child and the discussions about some options in keeping that child, 9 out of 10 will opt to keep that baby. Or at least to give birth to that baby. Some will go to adoption. Some will go to other candidates. And, of course, they'll help that woman keep that baby as well. Now, I want to remind you that that statistic is interesting to me because we've been suggesting two breakdowns. One breakdown is if you would right now help us with 25 children or 25 sonograms leading to hopefully saving some lives of these children. You can do 10 of those right now for a one-time gift of $280. And taking those statistics in hand, just think about that $280 investment and the fact that you know that you can have the conversation with God to the fact that nine of those 10 gals are going to have an opportunity to choose life. And what a rewarding blessing that is to consider that. So if you'd like to do 10 ultrasounds, or what so many folks have done, they've done 5 ultrasounds for 140. Either way, here's that telephone number as we're standing by for Dr. David Ayers and our chat this afternoon. That number is 833-850-2229. That's 833-850-2229. And that'll give you an opportunity to be able to roll with that. Also want to remind you that we have an opportunity to celebrate freedom, and that's coming up. It's the largest free one-day Christian music festival in the country, and the date for that is June 29th, 2019 at the Texas Motor Speedway in Dallas, Texas. I'd like to send you and up to 3 family members to Celebrate Freedom 2019. Now, this is a VIP experience for a contest all around the country. If you win the contest, you're going to receive round-trip airfare, one hotel room for 4 people for 2 nights at the official Celebrate Freedom Hotel. You're going to have VIP seating passes to the concert, VIP platform passes. You're going to meet and greet. You'll have meet and greet passes to meet a Celebrate Freedom artist, I should say. You're going to get an autographed guitar or a ukulele with all the Celebrate Freedom artists. And you'll get a whole bunch of Celebrate Freedom swag. Now, you can enter once each day between now and May 31st. Go to letstalkfaith.com. Click on our contest tab. We're also providing you with bonus entry options, which you can use to increase your opportunity to win. Now, enter today, and on behalf of all of us here at WTBN, we would love to send you and your family to Dallas this summer. Also reminding you that those are 2 great giveaways. You know, we have the Better Together that I mentioned a few moments ago, and ladies, you can register yourself and 4 of your friends. Register every day to go up and see a show and have some girl time together. And this gives you an opportunity to go have some family time together. And I really am hoping and praying that we get a chance to get someone from right here in our area. Also reminds you that half-price tuitions, school's going to be out very, very soon. But you've got some half-price tuitions, and if you'd like to look at a change for your youngster and also look at an opportunity of some of the schools that are available, what we're going to do is if you go to our website, christiantuitions.com, that's christiantuitions.com, take a look at the website, take a look of the rules for saving half price on the 2019-2020 school tuition, and then if you'd like to go further after looking at the schools that are available, you can fill out the quick registration form, or you can give us a call. We'll chat with you about the program, and then we'll set up an opportunity for you to call, visit, and engage with a potential school. All of that means that if you choose the school that's available and it's first come, first serve, you're going to be saving half price off your tuition. That's right, half price off your tuition for the first year as an introductory year for that school, particularly if we provide that opportunity by way of our half-price tuition. So important to you for you to go to halfpricetuitions.com, see what the requirements are to be able to qualify for that, and hopefully we can hook you up if that's part of what's happening in the school situation. All right, let's go back to Mike Mirico, yes. And I'm assuming that the good doctor is AWL, right? Absence without leave?
It's true, yeah. I was able to, I called up his landline and his cell phone, both to no avail, and I was able to send an email out to my contact over there. His name is Jason Jones with the Jones Literary, and were able to get a ton of good books and authors to highlight from Mr. Jones, and he sent me an email back saying that the good doctor, as you said, who is a professor over at Grove City College in Pennsylvania, well, apparently the doctor had to have an emergency meeting with the university president, and so he's tied up, unfortunately, at the moment.
All right. Well, we will move on from that particular subject in terms of what's happening. I was going to talk about this during the last hour, but let me just mention it now, just because we have a few moments before we'll get to that interview with Willie Rice. If you listen to the entire Bill Bunkley Show, you know that we often talk about the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. Now, that is the most overturned court of appeals. That's the one out that's based in San Francisco, California. Now, you'll probably find this kind of interesting, those of you who follow the news, because a couple of days ago, the president got a rare victory out of that circuit. Now, the Trump administration was wanting to move forward with a plan that as all of these individuals are coming up from Guatemala and south of Mexico, marching through in these caravans to the United States, that the Trump administration wanted to implement a plan that if they came here and filed for asylum, they could come up to the U.S.-Mexico border, and if they were filing for asylum, they could file for asylum, but instead of being admitted to the United States, they would have to wait on the Mexican side of the border. And by the way, I think about 8 out of 10 asylum applications of people who actually come back, because most of them don't, most of those asylum applications are denied if it's just because it's a poor country. And even though they're coached well by those who are getting paid to bring all of these caravans to the United States. Well, a judge overruled that as being unconstitutional back in, January or February? And we just learned yesterday that the afternoon before that the full Ninth Circuit overturned that and said that the United States can require asylum seekers to wait in Mexico for a court hearing. And that, again, overturned the San Francisco judge that said they could remain in the United States. Now, keep in mind, there's quite a backlog, and that means that it's not just waiting a week or two in Mexico. They would have to figure out how to sustain themselves in Mexico for 8 to 10 months or more. So we'll see how this shakes out. I haven't seen any major reporting on this, even from the sometimes more conservative Fox Network. But if this is the case and this can be implemented, this might give us some temporary relief of the burgeoning number of people who are coming across the border. But nonetheless, it's very interesting that this ruling has come down. Also, there seems to be some cooperation with the Mexican government that as these people are entering the southern borders of Mexico from, Central South America, those countries, that President Trump has convinced the Mexican government to turn them back at that border. So a little bit of progress there. And again, anything we can do to curtail the humanitarian disaster that's happening, and especially these particularly moms and kids that just set out, it's horrible circumstances for them with human trafficking and everything else. We're going to take a break, and coming up in just a moment, Bill Carl, our morning host, sat down with Willie Rice of Calvary Church to talk about his new radio ministry. I'm all excited about it and glad to have an opportunity for the two to spend some time on the Bill Bunkley Show. That's coming up in just a moment. And remember, be a part of the team. 25 ultrasounds this hour. Want to do that? That number is 833-850-2229. I'm Bill Bunkley. Bill Carl. Be right back.
This is the latest from SRN News.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump will nominate Patrick Shanahan to be his second Secretary of Defense. Shanahan, a former Boeing executive, has been leading the Pentagon as acting secretary since January 1st. China and Russia are sparring over U.S. allegations that China steals technology and pressures American companies into handing over trade secrets, part of an aggressive campaign to turn Chinese companies into world leaders in robotics, electric cars, and other advanced industries. U.S. officials are insisting that any deal be strictly enforced so that China lives up to its promises, something they say Beijing has repeatedly failed to do in the past. A judge has sentenced the fake German heiress Anna Sorokin to 4 to 12 years behind bars for defrauding New York banks and hotels. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 139 points, the NASDAQ dropped 32, the S&P lower by 9. More details at srnnews.com.
When it comes to hiring an AC technician, plumber, or electrician, it's a challenge to find one you can trust completely. Until now. At Cornerstone Pros, the commitment to workmanship and service surpasses customer standards. It's called the Cornerstone Difference. And big job or small, it means you can count on them to go out of their way to deliver exceptional customer service and value. Cornerstone Pros services include air conditioners, plumbing, electrical, and generators. Connect at cornerstonepros.com. That's cornerstonepros.com.
What if I told you you could save a baby's life for just $28? What's true? Preborn is a ministry doing just that with the help of people just like you by offering free ultrasound sessions to pregnant women and girls who might otherwise choose to end their pregnancy. We know that pregnant girls and women who can see their babies on ultrasound are far more likely to choose life. Your gift today can save babies' lives. Just $28 can give a mother who is abortion-minded the chance to see the truth of the baby that is growing inside her. $140 can do this for 5 girls and women. And a $15,000 gift will provide an ultrasound machine that will save lives for years to come. Whether you want to save one baby or 5 or hundreds, that opportunity is just a phone call or click away. Call 833-850-BABY. That's 833-850-2229. Or give online, preborn.org/radio.
Okay, here's the deal. Mortgage rates went up this year, right? Wrong. If you're looking to lower your monthly payment or thinking of getting cash out of your home, mortgage rates are actually now the lowest in months. But the clock's ticking, and at Cash Call Mortgage, there's no better time to take advantage than right now. Call us at 833-458-CASH. Speak with one of our refinance specialists today, and you may be able to lock in the lowest rates of the year before they're gone. We'll even get the process started without the upfront deposit other lenders still charge. That's 833-458-CASH. Refinance with Cash Call Mortgage today. Impact Mortgage Corp. DBA Cash Call Mortgage. NMLS ID 128231. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in all states, including New York. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions. Don't let these low rates pass you by. All you need to get started is a phone. Dial 833-458-CASH. Again, 833-458-CASH. Refinance with Cash Call Mortgage today.
By following Jesus, you can discover who God's created you to be and what He's created you to do. Discover more Saturday mornings at 10:30 during Following Jesus with Pastor Joe Harris, pastor of Calvary 813. God's created you to live a passionate life that's fulfilling and fruitful. Learn more at followingjesusradio.com. And don't miss Following Jesus with Pastor Joe Harris, Saturday mornings at 10:30 on Faith Talk, AM 570, 910, and online at letstalkfaith.com.
Human trafficking is modern-day slavery, and it happens in our own communities. Victims can be any gender, age, or race. Join the Department of Homeland Security's Blue Campaign to learn how to recognize and report this heinous crime. Visit our website at www.dhs.gov/bluecampaign. That's www.dhs.gov/bluecampaign. Your second look could be their second chance.
Amen. Amen.
Hey, thank you so much for listening to Faith Talk today. I'm Bill Carl, in for Bill Bunkley. For years now, I have been able to kind of admire from afar our next guest through friends who attend Calvary Church in Clearwater. And so to be able to sit with Dr. Willie Rice in person and have a conversation about his radio program, Calvary Church Radio, Sundays at 12:30 and again 6 in the evening, is such a blessing and such an honor. Before we dive into that conversation, if you'd like to get a preview of the program and learn more about it, you can go to calvarychurchradio.com. calvarychurchradio.com. That's calvarychurchradio.com. And with that, Dr. Rice, thank you for joining us. Again, it's one of these situations where I know you through other people, but we've never met personally. So thanks for coming in today.
It's great to sit down and talk with you. Thanks for having me on.
Calvary Church, Calvary Baptist for many years in Clearwater is a legacy church in that community. It's been spreading the gospel for years and years and years. But for those who don't know, give me kind of a thumbnail history.
Well, Calvary is one of the oldest churches in the area. Best we can determine, Bill, it's the oldest church in Clearwater. It might be the oldest in Pinellas. We know it's the oldest in Clearwater. It was founded in 1866. So when you use the word legacy church, that's a great way to describe it. And, it's just so been there for over 150 years. In fact, we had our 150th anniversary in 2016. Mm. So it was really neat to look back and see through all those decades and all those eras, the ministry and the impact that Calvary has had. Since the 1920s, it was known as Calvary Baptist Church. Mm-hmm. And then now in this generation, just mostly Calvary Church, although we're still very much a part of a Southern Baptist group and so forth. But Calvary's been around a long time, been a part of Clearwater from the very beginning.
And it's interesting. You know a church has been around for a while when you meet the pastor and he's been there for 15 years and you're like, oh, you're the new pastor.
That's right. Yeah, a lot of people will remember Dr. Bill Anderson. He mm-hmm. was on live television here back in the 70s. Calvary was kind of a pioneer in some of that. And he was a pastor there for 27 years. I was actually a kid there during some of that time.
Wow.
And so he was my pastor. I still think of him as my pastor. And, of course, we've been there coming up on 15 years. It's been a great time to be at Calvary.
And now back on the media platform of radio with Calvary Church Radio, Sundays at 12:30 and 6 p.m. here on Faith Talk. I'm Bill Carr along with Dr. Willie Rice. He's the pastor of Calvary Church in Clearwater. So, Pastor, with that kind of introduction, it's easy for what we would call a legacy church to kind of rest on its laurels. You see churches all the time. People respect the architecture. It's a beautiful church. It's been there forever. But maybe you go in on a Sunday morning, and there's 10 people, and whatever that legacy was, it kind of falls off. But that's not the story with Calvary. I have so many friends who at one time or another have been a part of that. As you drive by there on McMullen Booth Road, you see the parking lot is full. It's a live church. It's an active church. Talk about what it takes in terms of focus and really turning to the Lord to make sure that you don't just become a monument to a church that was.
I think that's such a huge question. There's so many layers to that. A couple of years ago, in fact, twice in the last decade, somebody put us on a list in Outreach Magazine of the fastest growing churches. We were on, twice we made that. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how they figure all that up. I didn't have anything to do with that. But so I got the list in the magazine that we were one of the 100 supposedly fastest growing churches. We were like 68 or something. And I went through the list. I'd never seen the list before, never paid much attention to it. And one of the things they had on the list was the year founded. And I thought, well, that's an interesting thing. I wonder if all these fast growing churches, how many of them are as old as Calvary? And of the 100 fastest growing churches in I did it twice. There were only three that were over 100 years old. Mm. And what that tells you is, and it's kind of it's a good, bad, but it's just part of life. But what that tells you is that you do get comfortable. Churches do have ebbs and flows. Now, the kingdom of God is advancing. Right. That's what we know. But individual institutions do tend to ebb and to flow. It's just kind of a natural flow of life. It's not an inevitability, but it's a tendency you battle. And what happens is I think people want to get comfortable. When God has done something in one generation and you've seen God move and there's been some success, and then you begin to enjoy the trappings of success, it's like right out of the Old Testament, right? And you begin to enjoy the fruits of God's blessing, then it's just human nature. You and I battle it.
Sure.
You tend to get complacent and you tend to get content. And then what happens in a lot of churches, you tend to look backwards. You tend to go, boy, remember what it was like 5 years ago, 10 years ago, remember back 20 years ago. And I think you ask, how do you avoid that? I think it's by always seeing the next hill. What does God want to do next? And while we're grateful for the past and we want to celebrate the past, the biggest question is, hey, what are we doing today to advance the kingdom of God? And how's God work? What's the next hill we're going to take? And to me, that's one of the seasons we've been through at Calvary over the last few years is, hey, we celebrate what God has done, But I'm even more excited about what can happen and what we believe God wants to do.
Amen. I'm Bill Carl, along with Dr. Willie Rice from Calvary Church. Calvary Church Radio is a new program. It's been on for going on a month now here on Faith Talk, Sundays at 12:30, in the evenings at 6 p.m. And you can also listen at calvarychurchradio.com. That's calvarychurchradio.com. And connect with Calvary Church with campuses in Clearwater and Eastlake and Seminole, of course, online. So lots of different opportunities for you to hear the word and to become active in a body of believers like Calvary Church. Now, you guys are actually doing intentionally, and I don't want to say the word program because I think programs are one of those things, again, they become a trap. Well, we're doing a program.
Right.
But help me with the name of it. I know it's 150 different ways to impact.
It's called our X150 program, and it actually came out of that 150th anniversary. As we were ramping up for our 150th year, we were going to celebrate the past, bring back great people. And it was a great celebration, but I didn't want it to be just a look backwards. We wanted it to be a look forward. And so we began to ask the question, and I love this question, what are you going to do that matters 150 years from now?
Mm.
Because as we celebrated our 150th anniversary, we thought, you know what? Somebody, his name was C.S. Reynolds, planted a church 150 years ago in Clearwater. And here it is 150 years later, and God's using that. And so we began to say, well, what are you going to do that matters 150 years from now? And we felt like the greatest thing is to plant churches. Because when you have a church that is a gospel-centered, Bible-preaching church, and it's healthy, it touches everything. Orphans are cared for, widows are visited, the sick are prayed over, the lost are evangelized, the saved are discipled, children are taught. Everything revolves around that local church. And we read that right in the Bible from the New Testament. And so we thought, hey, let's dream about what it would look like if we helped multiply by 150. That is, if we helped 150 new churches or new expressions of the kingdom in local churches launch in the next 10 years. And so that became our X150 initiative. We wanted to multiply by 150 over a decade.
I just think that takes a lack of, or not, sorry. I think that takes a level of humility to some extent, because it's one thing to say we're going to do 150 things right here at Calvary within our in our own camp that are going to expand. But to be able to say, you know, we're going to help 150 new works get off the ground and we're not going to be territorial about this. That talk about that process in your own heart and in the hearts of your church, because that can be hard to let go of sometimes.
It's a huge paradigm shift. And I grew up, you know, with the church growth mentality, which is bigger is better, and that every church is trying to just reach more people, which we want to reach more people. That is part of the Great Commission. But I will say this, just believing that you have a bigger crowd, that you're doing the Great Commission is not true. Single institution does have life cycles. And while I want Calvary to be vibrant and healthy till Jesus comes, you know what? There's no guarantee 50, 60, 80 years from now what any given institution is going to look like. That's just a fact.
Mm.
But if you planted 150 churches, let me tell you, some of those are going to be bearing fruit. They're going to be making a difference for the kingdom. So we began to emphasize international church planting, national church planting, new campuses, and also, Bill, helping revitalize some struggling churches locally, because we wanted to see not just one big church get bigger. We wanted to see a lot of churches get healthier. And we've done that. We've had a couple of churches that have come to us and said, hey, we're a lot of churches are struggling.
Mm.
And there are a lot of smaller churches that are finding it difficult. And they kind of get in a situation where it's hard to pull out of. And we've been able to come alongside of them. And in a couple of cases, somebody from our church went out to become the pastor. We helped make sure there's some support. We helped send some volunteers, kind of coach them up, you know, and pray with them. And we've seen some of those churches. I can think of one church that was down to just a handful of people that on Easter had over 140 people.
Praise God.
And literally, they were down to 15, 16, 17 people about 3 years ago. So I think there's a great future, not just for big churches, but for medium-sized churches and smaller neighborhood churches. We need all kinds of churches to make an impact today.
Dr. Willie Rice joins us from Calvary Church of Clearwater today. His program, Calvary Church Radio, airs Sunday afternoons at 12:30 and 6 p.m. here on Faith Talk 570, 910, 102.1, and soon to be 100.3 in the holiday area. You can connect online at calvarychurchradio.com. That's calvarychurchradio.com. Dr. Rice, I've always admired your clarity when you preach, your ability to take the Bible and put the cookies on the shelf where everybody can reach, so to speak. Reflect on the way you approach the pulpit and the way you feel like you should be sharing God's word.
You know, the Bible is, you know, we have these little buzzwords, you know, we all like to say in evangelical culture, the Bible is the inspired and inerrant word of God. It absolutely is. It absolutely is. And that means you don't have to make the Bible relevant. It is relevant. We have all the answers right there. It's right there in that incredible, beautiful, powerful book. And the great task of every preacher is not to come up with a message. It's not to think of something new and clever to say, but to do the work of, hey, what does the Word of God teach us? What is God saying to us? And then helping people understand that in a way that makes a difference in their Monday mornings. And it makes a difference in their family. It makes a difference when they're making decisions. How do I understand what God's Word is saying? And how do I apply it to my life so that it makes a difference? So that's the great joy of preaching, is being able to study and explain the Bible in a way that people get it, and then they can apply it, and it makes a difference in their life.
And where do you feel like God maybe has been specifically speaking to your heart? And what direction do you feel like he's been giving in terms of where emphasis needs to be right now? Where do you feel strongly drawn as you preach the word?
You know, I think so, and this is just kind of where we're living, maybe in our church or the stage in our ministry. I would say this. I think God is really speaking in our context to that we need to depend on him. That, you know, we see a crisis in our broader culture. Ministry can be very difficult. A lot of people think, well, gosh, there's so much antagonism toward the Christian message. And there is some of that. But the fields are still wide unto harvest. Mm. Let's remember that, too. I think, you know, we are in a moment culturally. We're not going to just preach our way out of it, as important as preaching is. And that's a part of it. But we're not going to preach our way out of it. We're not going to sing our way out of it. We're not going to market our way out of it. We're not going to organize our way out of it. We're not going to work our way out of it. We're going to pray our way out of it. We need God to move. I mean, we need God to move in a fresh way. We need churches to see what only God can do, that God moves, and what happens is greater than the sum of all the parts. You know, there is that Holy Spirit X factor, that God moves, that God answers prayer, and that something that's hard to even quantify happens, but it happens because God is there. I think that's what we need. We've had so many lessons on leadership, and certainly we need those. But we need to hear about the power of the Holy Spirit. We need to hear about lordship. We need to focus on the power of God, because I want to tell you that the culture is not going to be impressed with us. They're not going to be impressed with what we can do, and we're not going to out entertain Hollywood or out market Wall Street. We're not going to out leader some great business executive, out maneuver them. But we have something none of them have, and we have the power of the gospel. And we have the real power of the Holy Spirit. And I think it's coming back to a desperate dependence upon God to work in a fresh way.
It's interesting you bring that up. I had a conversation with a friend recently. The culture we live in now, there are so many who have no, there used to be, if you didn't know Jesus, you kind of knew of him.
You knew about him.
You knew, maybe you knew a little bit. You knew there was a baseline of knowledge. For a lot of people, that's gone now. In fact, a good friend of mine, Craig Reese, said, the bad news is, he goes, we live in a post-Christian culture. He said, the good news is we live in a post-Christian culture.
That's right.
We can tell that story again. And the conversation I was with my friend was, there was a time when there was no Christian story. And then in this little backwater in the Mediterranean, this guy died on a cross and rose again. And somehow that made its way through the whole world and reshaped our world as we know it. That gives me great hope that we can tell the story again.
That's exactly right. We are having more conversations, Bill. In fact, I could think of one just from this weekend of people who are coming to our church, and I'm thinking of a young lady. I want to learn the Bible. She doesn't know, the Old Testament from the New Testament, doesn't know anything about it. It's a complete start, blank page for her, and yet there's a hunger. Like, there's got to be something to this. Can you teach me? And, in that particular case, she's not even ready to make a commitment to Christ. But there's this sense of, okay, show me what you've got. I want to know what's in there. So you're right. We have a message that has changed the world before. And by the way, it's doing it now around the world. The problem is we're not seeing it in America, you know, but in Asia, in South America, in Africa, Christianity is growing at an exponential rate unheard of in all of history. So it's the kingdom of God's advancing. What we need to realize in America is we're dealing with people who don't have, as you said, that baseline knowledge. We've got to start fresh with a gospel message. And that is a great opportunity.
Mm. Dr. Willie Rice joins us from Calvary Church. Calvary Church Radio is the name of the program. Sundays at 12:30 and 6 p.m. CalvaryChurchRadio.com is where you can connect online. So, Dr. Rice, if you and I sit down, say, 3 years from now, we say, yeah, we need to freshen up that conversation. It'd just be good to catch up. As you look at kind of where God is leading and guiding, what would you hope to be able to say, hey, in 3 years, man, I'd have liked to have seen this happen?
Well, we're working on that next kind of phase two of our X150 vision. And right now we would love, we have three campuses total at Calvary. We have a campus in Clearwater, which is the oldest, and sometimes people will call it the main campus, mm-hmm. just because it's the biggest and has our administration. It's where I preach live every week. But we have a campus at Eastlake, and we have near Eastlake High School, and we have another campus in the Seminole area. And all of those campuses have worship services on Sunday. And I preach at every one of those by video. We have a live campus pastor and worship. So they're full churches. And our, you know, we would like to see more campuses started. You know, we have a prayer of a total of maybe seven campuses mm-hmm. in Tampa Bay area. That's kind of a goal. In the next 3 years, we'd love to start two more. And we would love to revitalize some more churches and plant some more churches. We've set some numerical goals and all of that. And I think internally, we would love to see our own training of part of that X150 is we want to see 150 leaders, pastors mm-hmm. being called into ministry. And so we want to see our Calvary Institute grow, in which we're training young pastors and young planters so that we're actually sending people out from our church to help start other churches.
Well, I hope we have that conversation in 3 years, and I hope we can just check those all off the list.
I do, too. Done.
Again, we're so thankful to have you on the air here with Calvary Church Radio. If you haven't had a chance to listen to Dr. Rice, please listen this Sunday, 12:30 and 6 o'clock, and catch up at CalvaryChurchRadio.com. Dr. Rice, God bless you, and thank you so much.
Bill, thank you. It's been a privilege to sit down and talk.
And thank you for listening to Faith Talk, 570, 910, at FM 102.1 and online at letstalkfaith.com.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.